pretty much everybody came through last week. I think a couple of the loans are available, Connor Cody and Simon Lappin. AD White isn't at the moment, but we're asking the question again. We understand, you know, we're Leeds thinking about the third round in January, but we're going to ask the question again later this week if there's any chance of letting him play.
How's Neil Collins?
He's okay. He's trained. He joined in training. He couldn't head it on Monday, but he joined in. He's got a fair old shiner, which has come up as a result of the, I don't know what you'd call it, like a hematoma over his eyebrow, which was pretty nasty on half-time on Saturday. But he's been fine this week now.
Presumably being a centre-half, he's going to get on with the job.
Exactly. He's that sort of player. I think him and Harry take knocks like that all the time. I think it's part and parcel of being a centre-half.
Fabian Brandy, obviously that was a talking point last week. Is that a good teaching point for a manager, particularly a manager who's just come to a football club to speak to his players on what they can and can't do on a football pitch?
I don't think you should need to. I don't think we should take a new manager for a player to know that. What you can and can't do in those terms. It's the second time it's happened this season. And we believe it cost us a chance of a point and maybe even three on Saturday. So, no, it's unacceptable. And we'll be getting reinforcing that message in the next few weeks, months, what's expected discipline-wise of them.
Does he understand that now? Because it suggests that before, perhaps it wasn't made clear to him that this isn't acceptable.
Well, he's going to be much, much poorer if he doesn't understand it in the next whatever season or whatever.
How long are you going to be without him for now?
It's four matches now because it was, didn't realise it was his second one Saturday, so he's unavailable for the next four.
You said after the game that you didn't test the keeper enough, but the build-up play was good. Has that been a focal point this week as you try to maybe get sort of the ball into the areas that it needs to be?
Yeah, and to get players into the areas. I think at times we put the balls into the right areas, such as AD White's cross was a magnificent ball on Saturday, and then we haven't got people on the end of it. So yeah, that's been an emphasis this week.
I think you had 14 shots compared to their four on the day, which suggests that you were having shots at goal. Is it getting it into the right areas for those efforts?
Yeah, and that little bit of quality as well. We don't want to be shooting from too far out. I think too many of our efforts were from outside the penalty area. So, and the emphasis is on the strikers as well, and the midfielders to get into goal scoring positions a little bit closer to goal. So yeah, we've done some work on that this week, but I think it's been a problem for the last couple of months, maybe scoring goals.
Simon Lappin, you've got him an extension now. Yep. How good's that?
Yeah, we're delighted. I think Simon needed 2 or 3 weeks just to get up to speed when he came in. But we've seen a big difference in the last couple of weeks, training-wise. He looks much fitter, stronger now. He's had a few games now under his belt. He's a very, very good professional, Simon, and he's a great one to hold up to an example to the younger players here of how you go about your job.
You've got some good options there, haven't you? Players who are quite versatile for you that can play a number of different positions.
Yeah, and that's important because, we played Simon in the centre and him and Michael Doyle dominate the centre of the pitch at times last week away from home. But he can play wide left, left back in an emergency, although people keep tagging him with as a left back and he's not quite happy. He's not too happy with it. But he's just a good all-round footballer.
And you said that Sean Miller was getting close now. I mean, is he sort of as close as to 100% you can get without playing 90 minutes, I guess?
Yeah, without playing. That's what he needs now. He needs first-team football. He's in with a shout of starting on Saturday.
Does it play into that sort of decision at all, that this is an FA Cup game now? There's not going to be any league points at stake. Do you think, well, maybe I will look at one or two players in this one?
Not especially. We're still going to put what we consider our best side out to go and get a result on Saturday. So it won't be any, if there are one or two changes, it won't be through a thought of weakening the side or resting anybody.
Does Sean Miller offer something a little bit different perhaps to the other strikers you've got in this squad?
Yeah, he is a bit different. Chris Porter's back with us now. So yeah, I'd say Sean is probably more of a natural goal scorer than the other three at the moment. And he makes those sort of 10-15 yard runs off the defender's shoulder, and he can cause problems.
You know all about Chris Porter, obviously, because you signed him at Derby, but when you're sort of reunited with a player, do you still sort of want to have a look at them, see where they're at this stage? It's been a few years, hasn't it, since you were with him?
It has, yeah, but he still possesses the same qualities that, we saw in him a few years ago, and that was why we put such a strong team out on Monday in the under-21s at Barnsley, because we needed to look at everybody. We hadn't seen Jose Baxter play, we hadn't seen Connor Cody play, and people like that, just to get a general view of everybody in a match situation.
Is sort of every sort of training session they have at the moment, every kind of like under-21 game you can look at players, is that important for you as a staff at this stage and for the players who's first coming in these first initial few weeks?
Absolutely vital, because they're getting to know what we expect of them, which might be different than what they've done before at this club or previous clubs. And they've got to impress, they've got to go about the job in the right way. And some will, Some will impress us, and obviously some won't. But what they'll all get is an opportunity, either in the 21s or every day in training, to impress us.
Is there something about this squad that you've learned since you came in that you weren't perhaps aware of since then, whether it's a positive or a negative?
Yeah, I think we said after the first game, I think they're an honest bunch of lads. And I think there's enough here, certainly, to get us out of trouble. And I think they've got a good core, good nucleus of players. You know, and you look at somebody like Harry Maguire and George Long at the ages that they are, you know, you can build a team around them in the future.
How impressed have you been with those two in particular? Because they are, you know, this club's got a great reputation of bringing players through. They're sort of the next batch of players, and they've become established first team footballers over the last couple of seasons.
They have, and at the tender age that they are, I think George was only 20 yesterday, and Harry's about that age as well. So to have played as many league games as they have, you know, we dealt with a lot of young players at Derby and their emergence into the first team. So to see two as good as this playing regular first team football is very heartening.
You've done the business getting Simon Lappin signed up again, but is there anything else that you expect to be doing before the weekend, whether it's players potentially coming in or out?
Not before the weekend, I don't think. It's difficult with the FA Cup one because there's not many, you know, we're having problems with AD White and there's not many clubs will let players out with permission to play in the FA Cup. So we'll get the weekend out of the way and assess it from there.
Marlon King scored an awful lot of goals in his career. How do you get him firing on all cylinders, do you think?
Well, he's had a chance on Saturday, which he went clear one-on-one on the right-hand side of the goal and didn't manage to hit the target. So we just keep working with him. He's going to build up his fitness and then he'll battle for a place amongst the other strikers in the squad.
Is he one of those players, I think you said it when you first came in, that some people just need to sort of get some time on the field and get their fitness levels up, because he hadn't played a lot of football before he joined this club?
No, and there's a few in the same boat. Yeah, he's in that category, but he's had a few games recently. And I say there's other strikers knocking on the door as well.
In terms of the FA Cup, what kind of memories have you got of this competition? It is a great competition, even though we're talking about the first round rather than sort of later on. What do you make of it?
We've been in the first round and lower before, so we're about that. Usually we used to come in at the third or fourth qualifying with Burton, and it used to be a great achievement just to get to the first round proper for us in those days. So we want to try, and the next thing is now get through Saturday and try and get to the third round. But yeah, a lot of good memories, you know, when we Burton and Madrid, Manchester United in the Cup. That's one of those special things for a club like Burton that supporters remember for all their lives.
What are some of the advantages of a cup run for a club like Sheffield United? Apart from the obvious financial benefits, what are the advantages of going on a run in this competition?
We're believers that it just breeds confidence. If you're winning games, certainly not losing games, then confidence will come from that. And I think all your good teams throughout the leagues at the top level, they try and attack, you know, competitions on all fronts if they can and just keep winning football matches.
And the fact that it's Colchester in another League One side will give you another opportunity to see these guys against a team from your division, I suppose, right?
Yeah, it will. You know, ideally you don't want somebody from your division, ideally, away from home.
4 hours down the road.
Ideally,
yeah.
Not 4 hours. That's the supporters. You know, we feel for them. You know, the players, they should be used to that, and that's their job professionally. But it's a grim one for supporters. You know, not Colchester itself, but just the length of the trip and the cost and everything. But yeah, we'll get to see another League One side. We're just getting to familiarise ourselves with the league as well. You know, we're getting out and watching games. We covered the two last night, members of staff. So, and to get about the standard and the level and the players, you know, in League One.
What do you make of the standard from your sort of initial impressions then?
Yeah, it's a step down from the Championship. That's inevitable. But I think you've got your exceptionally good teams in the league, and you've got your other ones, and we think we're somewhere in between at the moment.
You mentioned when, you know, you got the win against Crewe that winning becomes a habit and that you want to keep sort of the little run going. A little setback at the weekend, but I suppose if you win the next game, you can just sort of get going again.
That's the idea, and then it takes into the Gillingham game. You want to try and build up little unbeaten runs. That's why, you know, would have been nice to get a minimum of a point on Saturday at Shrewsbury, and we thought the performance in lots of ways deserved it. You know, two or three things go against you in the game. Some of our own making, the sending off certainly, and wasting a few chances. But the penalty and the wonder goal, you know, they'll never score another one like that, I don't know, in how many years.
Finally, on Colchester, what can you tell us about them?
Well, he's got a few injuries at the moment, so we're not 100% certain what their starting lineup's going to be. But a 4-4-2, and they'll be competitive. I think they've got pretty strong all over the pitch. If we do our job, we should have enough. But I think it's going to be a good cup tie.